Good day. Good day, Audio Boo people. It's Hans here. And I'm coming to you from St. Catharines. Just heading off of Welland up. I think I'm heading up one of the side streets, I think. I think this must be Queen Street. But anyway, I'm coming from just an appointment with Dr. Jakubchuk, and came into town this morning. I was going to use the bus I usually take. Every Tuesday and Thursday and Saturday, there's a school bus. I refer to it as the Link, that takes me between Niagara-on-the-Lake and St. Catharines. And, of course, when I was here in St. Catharines visiting my parents, it was, of course, going in from St. Catharines into Niagara-on-the-Lake. And there's a plane buzzing really low here, flying pretty low. Let's see if I can see it or not. Okay, there's a lot of tree branches, so won't really be able to see it. But anyway, that bus goes in, and it's $5 each way. That bus has been running for 60 or more years. Then just about almost 2 years ago now, Niagara-on-the-Lake started a transit service, and that's $3 a ride. And of course, because I have a CNIB card, that gets me on for free, as of course in St. Catharines. So that way, I can save a little bit of money coming in with the bus, but it's a little more complicated. I have to go to Niagara College, which is the one post-secondary institution, and I have to get a bus from there into the city. So it works, but I don't know if I really gain any time, but I have a little bit more flexibility. And, of course, on weekends, I don't know what St. Catharines does. And then in the summer, after the end of April, when Niagara College, when the year is done, and I don't know what St. Catharines will do this year, if they'll have buses running during the summer or not. But anyhow, came in that way this morning, and I think, wasn't sure if I was going to do that, but I may just go and take the regular bus back home, because it's more direct, I think. I could try it, but, you know, then I have to come all the way, go all the way back to, I want to go to the mall, Fairview Mall, too, so I think I'll just take the yellow school bus, come back that way. I mean, I could, though, try the other way to see how that goes, but I'll see how I feel. But I need to decide soon, because I'm going to the bus terminal. But anyway, it's enough about that. We'll just let these people go by, so hang on a second. And we're just coming up by Montebello Park, which is one of the large parks here right in the city. It's close to downtown. And so that'll take me it should take me up kind of by Lake and Welland. But I think it's going to be Lake Street that I'm going to be coming up to, so we'll just be sort of swinging across, going up there. So, but anyway, reason for being here was the doctor's appointment. I was pretty pleased with the results. He did two checks, one on each arm. My right arm registered 100 over 60, and then he went over to the left side, registered 110 over 80. So he adjusted my medicine. I was taking metoprolol, one whole in the morning and one half in supper time. Now he's cutting me back to half in the morning and half at supper, and still taking Fazotec 20 milligrams. And So he's changed that, and so now it's for me to go to wherever. So that's good. Gradually cutting, being cut back from the meds, and so hopefully eventually be off them, which, you know, the blood pressure is actually below. It's below average. Because it's supposed to be like 120 over 80 is considered normal. Must be doing some kind of reno or something here. Coming up to, I think, oh, what's this street? I think this might be Duke's. This might be Duke Street, I think. See what the sign says here. Yeah, this is Queen and this is Duke, so we'll just keep passing down Queen. Go on to the next one. I could walk up Duke Street, but doesn't matter. Get to the terminal either way. But anyway, normal's 120 over 80, so that's great. Well, it's been 4 years since I've been diagnosed with the blood pressure, and boy, and remember about this time 4 years ago going, it's feeling kind of shaky in the legs, but I think it was just with the body adjusting to the blood pressure and getting used to the medication going into the system. I don't know, but man, feeling kind of shaky in the legs then. So, but, you know, things have long since gotten better, and all is good, so. Fortunately caught. It caught it all in time, and could have been a lot worse. And, so. Anyway, all is good. And, so it keeps going, and I think we'll stop it when we get to this next corner here. Don't know what it is, but yeah, we are walking on Queen Street. I just checked with the road sign, and this might be Church Street, I think. I don't know, but nevertheless, I'm going to waiting for the light to change here, and I'm going to, at any rate, stop this boo. And wish everyone a blessed day, and I will see everybody next audio boo.